Here's one example of what practicing faith looks like. My heart breaks for people who hurt, and I want that heartbreak to motivate me and others to help change the world and save lives. In 2016, Sean and I started another official nonprofit organization for In-N-Out Burger. We call it the Slave to Nothing Foundation, and it exists to fight substance abuse and help stop human trafficking. Our mission is to help free people from being enslaved to any person or substance. Back on our first date, Sean and I had talked about how destructive addiction can be and how people we had known and loved had been enslaved and tragically hurt or killed by substances. Because of our own losses, we wanted to join that fight along with anyone struggling against addiction and with those who have lost family members to the same. Once we started to look into the issues more closely, we also saw that just as addictions enslave a person, so does human trafficking. At the start, I didn't know much about human trafficking, particularly how much of it happens here at home. More than 10,000 people are trafficked each year in the United States alone. California and Texas have the highest number of human trafficking cases in the United States. Children, teens, and adults, both men and women, are all sold. They're tricked or coerced into prostitution, commercial sex acts, or forced to do menial jobs. From then on, that's the only life they know. People are objectified and hurt and even killed. It's modern-day slavery, and none of us can ever be okay with people being treated that way. Today, slavery is happening to all races all over the world. People are never supposed to be owned. It's horrifying and tragic. So we aim to spread awareness and help save lives. We wanted to be a voice for the voiceless and to help fight for people's good. Each year since then, Slave to Nothing has offered grants to carefully vetted, like-minded organizations located in the communities we serve. We help fund preventative measures, rescue efforts, and holistic rehabilitation centers that provide restoration and healing from the trauma experienced by victims.